If you have to go to the hospital and you want to get an idea how much you might pay, you can get an estimate. I'm paging through a list of the most common reasons someone might be in the hospital. Everything from heart failure to knee replacement. And there's different prices depending on how you pay. There's one column for Medicare and another for private insurance. Finally, there's what's known as the median charge, the so-called sticker price. All these numbers are different, and Paul Soglin wants to know why.
If you look at the column and go down every one of these items, you'll see the private insurance payment is almost twice of what is the payment for a Medicare patient.
Mayor Soglin's taking on the titans of healthcare at a time when the focus on hospitals has intensified. A study published in May in the journal Health Affairs zeroed in on hospital profits. Most of those with the biggest surpluses from patient care were nonprofit hospitals, and Gunderson Medical Center in La Crosse topped the list. The hospital disputes the study, which got national attention. Now there's another study, this one from Yale University, which has Soglin questioning whether those with private insurance are paying higher prices to subsidize low Medicare rates. The Wisconsin Hospital Association's Brian Potter says there is cost shifting.
The notion that Medicare pays less than the commercial market is not anything new.
But are patients with private insurance bearing just some or all of the burden of low Medicare rates? UW business professor Justin Seidner says most of the studies looking at cost shifting haven't found it to be the main driver behind increasing health costs.
Hospital networks typically are going to negotiate for the best price they can get from insurers, regardless of how many patients they're treating with Medicare.
It's not just Medicare pushing up prices. Seidner says the Yale study found research and teaching hospitals tended to have higher prices.
They also seem to have some higher indicators of quality. And so, you know, it may be a case where, to some extent, people are willing to pay more to have access to these high-quality research and teaching hospitals.
Soglin agrees, but thinks the disparity in hospital prices is more than that. He wants hospitals to reveal the actual cost of providing care so the city can determine if prices are too high. The Hospital Association has criticized the Yale study Soglin is using to support his claims. Yale economics professor Zach Cooper uses data from national insurers, not in the Madison market. Soglin says, so what?
Doesn't mean his conclusions are wrong. But one way we can find that out is if they would provide us with the rest of the data, which they won't do.
Some members of the Common Council characterize Soglin's proposal as mission impossible, potentially costly and complex. Soglin is undeterred.
It's my hope that if we act in this area that we can find other cities around the country who will join with us, other employers, in wanting an explanation and an answer to these, what I consider to be vast discrepancies in fairness.
A city committee deadlocked on the matter last week. Soglin had to break a tie to bring it to the full Common Council, where it will be debated tonight. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.